Bit complicated, sorry about that. But just summarizing that, the different uses that there are of what we call the dessert and cooking types. And you can see there are the A's and the B's, and the numbers of A's and B's revert to their genomic constituencies. And you can see that there are quite a huge range, and there are lots of different combinations. And thus, we do have literally hundreds of named varieties, which some of you, I'm sure, in this audience know of, or know of some of them. But those of us probably from Britain only know one, and that's the dessert AAA type, which is called Cavendish. And just there for pictorially, I'll show you some of the some examples. This was a photograph I took in Cameroon a few years ago, showing some of, giving you an idea of the huge diversity there is in the different shapes, sizes, and even colours of the banana fruit. Here, I don't know any of you familiar with the red banana. It's got quite a nice deep red skin. We occasionally buy them. Some shops will buy them here in the UK. I have seen them, but they're not commonly seen. These are wild bananas, very small fingers, and probably almost certainly full of seed. And these perhaps are the future for us, because these wild bananas that still reproduce with seed, and there are still many of those, which plant breeders still have and could potentially make use of. But as a commercial fruit, of course, they have no, commercially they have no value whatsoever. So you see some fruits, shorter fingers, are quite short and stocky. Some with larger fingers, a bit like plantains. There are some with very, very long fingers, which this is actually one variety that has been used by plant breeders to try and genetically improve the banana crop, which is a subject I'd love to talk about, but I'm afraid time is not going to allow me. And there, that's just to give you an idea. I mentioned how the wild bananas contain seed, and you've seen the seed now that's coming around the class, and that just shows you a longitudinal section there of a banana fruit with seed in it. And you can see a fruit like that is not going to be selected as a fruit to eat. You can't really eat that fruit. And just perhaps summarising the different types. This is here again are our plantains there, which can't be eaten as a dessert fruit. This is our standard Cavendish, better quality than the ones I've got there on the table. And this is a variety. In the Caribbean, they call it the fig. I think in India, it's called silk. And almost certainly, any of you recognize it, it will have a clone name particular to your own particular countries. Nice bananas. They don't taste like Cavendish. They're slightly, perhaps, flowery, have different flavors, and I think are marvelous. And what disturbs or upsets me is that we, the consumers in Northern Europe, and never exposed to these bananas. Well, that isn't true. Occasionally, some of the supermarkets are beginning to try and introduce them. But on the whole, we do not see them here. And we are being deprived of a huge diversity of flavours that I think potentially the producing companies could take advantage of. But I'm going to be biased, aren't I? Because I have to live up to my reputation as being the banana man. I wonder if this is of interest to you, those of you more involved in finance and international trade. I've tried to summarise there how banana uses and markets could be expanded in places, and where probably the market is fully exploited. Too much here for you to take in, I know. I think the point I'm making is there, the dessert, the Cavendish type that I showed you, probably the market is fully supplied. If I were a politicians, say, trying to advise the government as to whether you should go into dessert bananas, I think I would say no, not a new country. I wouldn't advise it because the existing market is fully supplied. All those countries that have been producing for banana have been doing so for a long time. And I would have said the market opportunities are not good. But I think the market opportunities for the other varieties are quite good. Even the plantain, which most Britons don't know, but that we have a large diaspora of, say, of other cultures here in this country who love plantains. I'm married to a West Indian, and she'll be very pleased that I take this home today. Because plantain is a really good fruit. And I see with all the international people moving much more nowadays that I do see a future for some of these other varieties eventually. And that is a challenge of the marketing companies, I think. And opportunities for countries, home countries to begin to produce these. So I've summarised that. I'm showing you that I'm saying that it's quite an... expansion is possible in the cooking varieties. And I think in the medium long term, over the next 10, 15 years, here in Britain, we will begin to see a wider diversity of bananas on offer. Just to those of you who might be interested in growing the crop, I've just given you just a few statistics about it. Obviously, it's a tropical crop. It will thrive only in warm temperatures, or it thrives best in those temperatures, tropical temperatures. It needs a reasonable amount of rainfall. It needs flat land. It needs good soil. Well, these are rather obvious. You plant them at about just under 2,000 plants per hectare. That's quite a lot of, quite a high density, really. And looking at the productivity, those of you in the economics business, one banana plant will produce a bunch every 10 to 12 months. And per hectare, if you're a really good banana producer, you've got good conditions, you've got the ideal growing conditions, it's not impossible to produce between 40 and 60 tons per hectare per year. And I've been on plantations in Central America and South America that are producing that sort of yield of export fruit. So you can see it can be a profitable business. Unfortunately, the islands of the Eastern Caribbean, where I've also worked, don't have such good growing conditions, and probably their yields are probably only about 10 or 12 tons per hectare, significantly less.